the playoffs?
Yeah.
What talk about? Playoffs? You kidding me? Playoffs? I just hope we can win a game.
We played them the third game. Everybody played three quarters. The Bears are who we thought they were.
Listen, we talking about practice. Not a game. Not a game. Not a game. We talking about practice.
It's the All Pro Bros Show. It's a sports show where we put you in the know of who are the bros and the misses, the losers, to those scared to win, those in the game, to the set, to the match, alley oop, one for the crew. Every touchdown to bring you every virgin statistic. You caught up over, you missed it. You know the decisions, the opinions, the blow of the whistle, the flops, the fouls, and all of the issues. Every punch, every kick, every throw, every switch, every leap, every flip, every run, every twist. Stick it down in history. Each loss, each victory, those in the winner circle. To the losers bracket, Eddie Gretzky, Brady Ripken, Jordan and Magic. Whether it's a field goal or a shot in the basket, going for the gold or home runs. Gonna talk that talk, shoot with the pros, the All-Pro Pro Sports Show.
Yo, what's going on, people? You are now in tune to another edition of the All-Pro Pro Sports Show. This is your homeboy Triple.
It's your boy Big Red.
Nostradamus. Bing, bing.
All right, so we are back once again. Hope you guys enjoyed the last episode we did with the baseball rules. Very interesting indeed. We'll visit that again down the line
towards the start of
next season. And even if they have more clarity in the coming months, because we are now at the postseason pretty much. I think as of this weekend.
The playoffs!
So,
yeah, I'm actually excited.
Well, I'm going with did the Dodgers actually make the cut this year?
Yeah, I think they have like 90 wins or something ridiculous.
That's what I'm going for. I'm going for the Dodgers. The Red Sox stink. So
yeah. Of course they do. but there are bumps. Let's call it what it is.
Yeah, the Dodgers had like 111.
Yeah.
Yeah, so we'll see what happens with the Red Sox in the offseason if they make the right moves. But this episode's about the NFL, so let's go that direction. So there's been not a lot of exciting news, just typical football right now, outside of injuries. And speaking of that, definitely want to open the show up with Tua Tagovailoa has 2 concussions. Red, you want to start us off on this, giving the people the details for those who don't know?
All right. So as far as I know, and at least as far as anybody who's actually even seen the last 2 games, Tua had 2 concussions in the same week. You having 1 concussion, because as someone who's actually had a concussion, it's not fun, and 2 is actually very dangerous. Because your brain shakes around, especially getting hit. Sunday, Tua gets slammed on his head. Originally, the doctors did say that it was a back issue, but everybody who actually saw that hit him getting hit on Sunday was like, yeah, that's not a back injury.
Yeah, he was wobbling.
Okay. He was wobbling, to the point where he looked like he got punched in the head a few too many times. Okay, he gets up and he starts fumbling a couple of steps later, and we're all seeing it's like, that's not a back injury. And anybody who actually had a back injury doesn't stumble they just lost their balance.
Nope.
Yeah. Everybody over 30 has had some kind of back issues at one point.
Exactly.
And we've never stumbled. We never
stumbled over our steps. Over having a back issue. Now, we might have stiffened up, but we ain't stumbling over our feet.
Yeah. Right. And then the following Thursday, he got slammed again.
Yes. And he ended up getting another concussion a few days later. I'm like, yeah, that's dangerous. Okay. Having 1 concussion is already bad enough. Getting 2 in the same week? Yeah, no, you got to sit him down and actually have him heal up within the next couple weeks. Because that's very dangerous.
And that doctor got fired, correct?
Yes, I think he got fired. I think the day after the first time he had that concussion.
Because he misdiagnosed him, grossly misdiagnosed him the first time. Because if he didn't misdiagnose him the first time, they probably could have know what to do to set this up. I mean, I don't know whether they will say he probably should come back in the game that Sunday, even though he did well and won that game. They obviously last Thursday they lost that game, but he probably still should have come back in that particular game because of how he was doing. And then, but because he came back, yeah, it temporarily solved the issue. Right. But then the second concussion compounds on the first one. It's completely a horrible mess.
Absolutely, and it could cause some lasting effects if they don't actually treat it right, or at least treat it as of like, you know, when actually the second concussion happened. So, I mean, first up to go for Tua, hoping that he actually recovers, and you know, whoever's actually treating him now is going to do a heck of a better job than whoever that first doctor was.
Yeah, because he's young. He's younger than 25, if I remember correctly.
Yeah, he's like 22, 23 or something like that.
Yeah, he's really young. So for him to have two concussions
in the same week,
on top of other injuries he's had in his college football career, it's like, yo, he might end up being like RG3 and having to retire way too young.
Yeah, because he actually got drafted with a dislocated hip.
Yep.
Which is nuts. I'm shocked that Miami even took a risk with him with the dislocated hip.
I think that's even worse than when the pass drafted Gronk with back issues, hence he fell from round 1 to 4. But yes, the back, and of course that proved during the career, but at least Gronk's career was greater than those back issues, so that was worth the risk of that particular time. But when you're talking about QB with a hip issue,
yeah,
at least what was documented, then you're dealing with this,
right?
That's crazy.
I mean, they have Teddy Bridgewater as their backup, so
he's good.
Yeah, so I think they'll be fine because he's a baby veteran, want to say.
Because he's like, I think if he's not 30, he's heading for 30.
Yeah, so
he's slightly older.
So yeah, right. I mean, I'm not gonna say he's gonna bring him to a championship season, but he'll carry them far.
Right.
I don't know when Tua will be back.
I say let that man actually recover and actually recover properly. If it means he's gonna be out for a month, let him sit out for a month. Because yeah, I fear for his safety if you actually bring him back way too soon.
Yeah, because we're concerned about his well being first.
Absolutely. Oh, I'm sorry. Go ahead.
No, I was just saying, forget the football first. We're concerned for his well being before that. You know,
like listen. As much as we would love to see him coming back, like this. You know, we are entertained by this, but you know, if you're not actually back, you know, mentally, or at least in this particular case, physically, it's not even worth coming back. Just sit down, relax, get back into what you feel is normal. Yeah. So,
because health is the greatest currency.
Yes, especially in a violent sport like football.
Yeah, if you don't have your health, you don't have much of anything, you know, or you just have to adjust your life, you know,
right,
in order to keep pushing. So, as far as I heard, there was no internal bleeding, as was reported by Fox Digital in a quickly deleted tweet last week. but, you know, and he did go home with the team, and he's just recovering, and he's not playing this Sunday, obviously.
Thank goodness.
So, we'll see what happens. And speaking of quarterbacks, there's a lot of QB injuries in the league right now. It's interesting. We're only in week 5. The Patriots, not only did Mac Jones have a messed up ankle, and before I continue, do you guys know any updates on that?
No, nothing.
No updates.
I don't have anything.
His ankle is still day by day, according to what we're hearing. So, but then now the backup two, which is Brad Hoyer, he got concussed. And then now we're down to our third string of Bailey Zappi.
Yeah, because he's fast, boy. I wanted to say that because he's Zappi.
But hopefully, for considering it was short notice, he looked pretty decent. Now, of course, we could have seen more, especially in overtime, if we did see more, if he made more plays, if they allowed him to, we could have probably won that game. But, you know, I guess it was short notice, so they just were giving him a limited playbook to work with. But hopefully, now that he have a week to prepare, considering he'll be the guy to start, at least next week and maybe a few weeks going forward till Mac Jones comes back, hopefully we can see, you know, a better side of him.
So what I'm hearing, though, is if Brian Hoyer passes and clears concussion protocol, he can start again. I'll be honest, I'd rather have Zappe than Hoyer. He looked decent playing against, yeah, you know, Green Bay this past Sunday. Took on overtime, though he didn't know what to do with the ball in overtime. But outside of that, I was still impressed. Because remember, we all thought they're going to get blown out by Green Bay.
Right? Yeah, we did. And, you know, especially, you know, I guess, you know, maybe the part of the offense was struggling with Aaron Rodgers, you know, the way it was set up. But, you know, considering...
Well, let's call it what it is. Their defense has always been suspect, even when they won the Super Bowl.
Yeah. Yeah, it's true. You know, my defense is suspect, too. So
it's better than theirs, because like, as lethal as Aaron Rodgers can be, the fact that they only scored 27 points and it took them overtime to do it, yes, I understand that the Pats defense does need work. But like I said, like the Packers defense has been non-existent for over 20 years. Let me not say that. At least in the past 10 years, their defense has at least been looking suspect, in my opinion. And again, it's just my opinion.
Well, I mean, they're playing against the Lions this Sunday. We actually won a game. So 3 or 4 episodes ago, I had the joke, can they do it? Can they go all the way? 0-17? Yeah, that's not going to happen.
Perfect season?
Yeah.
Like, it happened like 08 to 0-16. Yeah, so we're playing the Lions. So we're both 1-3. Now, but if they beat us, then what does that say about us?
That'll be another Build-A-Bear season.
That'll really be horrible. We can't lose to the Lions, guys, right?
anything is possible, to quote, you know.
the great Kevin Garnett.
Yeah.
I know we've been looking back at this, they'll be like, we can't lose to the Lions, right? And then we go and lose. And you'd be like, oh man.
So I mean the Patriots. Let's be honest. What do we say? At least they'll win half their games, if that.
If that, right.
If that. I said 9 at best, and even that's being too generous. And now with the injuries, it would be lucky to win 8 games.
Yeah, because I mean, you can have a talented quarterback, but if you don't have, you know, good surrounding team overall, that doesn't mean anything.
Exactly. And then when you have injuries on top of that, or when your coaching staff is suspect around it, things will go further in the tank.
Exactly. So, I mean, look at the Patriots injuries. Of course, we said Brian Hoyer already and Mac Jones, but also losing DeMarcus Mitchell, Isaiah Wynn, Lawrence Guy, Jacoby Myers, Raekwon McMillan, Jalen Mills, Kyle Duggar, Jonu Smith, and Adrian Phillips. That's a lot of key guys right there.
Yeah.
You know? They're going to be ruled out, or they're just questionable.
Well, all those guys I mentioned, two of them did not practice. Three of them did not practice. The rest of them had limited participation in practice. So even if they do play, those ones who have limited participation in practice this week, how effective will they be? That's the key question.
Oh, man.
You know what I'm saying? So we'll see. That's
fair. That's fair.
Zappe is playing with a very depleted squad in terms of your typical starters and stuff like that. But so are the Lions. The Lions are missing a lot of people as well. Like T.J. Hockenson, for example, is one of their really good players, you know, amongst others. Amon-Ra St. Brown, he's another one, you know, major player for them. Did not practice with the Lions this week. So it's going to be an interesting game. You know what I'm saying? We'll see what happens.
Let's see.
You know, so I mean, this week in general for the AFC East, the Patriots need a win because you have the Dolphins playing against the Jets. You know what I'm saying? Jets are 2-2, Dolphins are 3-1. So, I mean, the Patriots are still what? They're dead last at this point, correct?
Yes. They're 1-3.
So, if they can at least be 2-3, and let's say the Jets lose, then they'll be tied with the Jets at least, and then maybe they can build the way back up. I don't know.
It's very optimistic, but like I said, we'll have to see how the season progresses from there on.
Yeah, so it's been a very interesting NFL season, whereas last year you had a lot of teams who were undefeated for weeks or just doing well, then a lot of crappy teams, then that flipped. This year, a lot of teams, minus the Eagles, are just eh. You know what I'm saying? Eagles are 4-0 right now, but how can they maintain that? We'll see.
We'll see, right?
You know, they play against the Cardinals on Sunday, and they're not the team they once was this time last year. There's still a lot of football left. They're 2-2 right now. You know, and Murray is not pulling out the highlight season he had the first few games last year, you know?
So the time will tell.
Exactly. The time will tell.
So that's it for week 4 and week 3 highlight, like story wrap up stuff. Like I said, it's been kind of football the past 2 weeks in terms of anything exciting outside of these things, in our opinion. But yeah, nonetheless, it's been a lot of good football still, and it's been an interesting season.